Off the ball. Rugby.
When you come across a gem, you keep him. We talk about Brice Toulon. I don't look upon him as a player. It's very rare you could say in modern sport, really, that he's a good friend.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Ireland's Men's Player of the Year, Robbie Brady, as he looks for his 71st cap against Senegal tomorrow. Hamir Halgrimsson gives an injury update ahead of the two games, and there's yet more boardroom upheaval at Manchester United. But first, Hamir Halgrimsson and Robbie Brady were in front of the media earlier on ahead of Ireland's friendly against Senegal tomorrow. Troy Parrott is the only doubt. The AZ Alkmaar striker had an illness on Wednesday, but was still expected to train fully on Thursday. Brady was named Men's International Player of the Year during the week.
And the winner... Deservedly so, Mr. Robbie Brady.
Oh, listen, lads. This is brilliant. I didn't expect to win it. So, show some use while being a winner. Obviously, I was out of camp for a while. Delighted to get myself back in and buzzing with this, so thanks for everything.
Speaking to Off the Ball's Nathan Murphy, Brady, who was named Men's Player of the Year after his heroics at the 2016 Euros, says this award might mean a little more.
Yeah, obviously, I think this one might even mean a little bit more to me. See, 2016, I was a lot younger and playing really well at the time. Not that I expected to win it then, because we had a really good team, but I felt like I was in really good form. But to come back now after a little bit of time out, and like I said, the group has helped me, the staff have helped me to get back to a level now where I feel comfortable. I feel like I'm playing some good football at the minute and really enjoying it. So, yeah, it means a lot to me.
And Hamir Halgrimsson also paid tribute to the current Preston wingback.
We have said it in many, many occasions when we sit here, the importance of Robbie. Was one of the players that finished 3rd of May playing but didn't get the rest off. Yeah, he's first of all a good footballer, but for us, with his experience, his knowledge, his character, his leadership skills, it's really important for us to have a player like him, because we have such a young squad that is lacking the experience we need to play on the big stage. So, no, we're really fortunate to have him, and Doc as well, similar age, similar experience. So all team needs quality players and leaders like him.
One player who's at the opposite end of his international career is Bristol City goalkeeper Max O'Leary. He's been a member of the squad for the last 6 years, but has yet to make his debut. The 28-year-old is hoping that could change against Senegal or Luxembourg.
Yeah, of course, it's something I want to do. I've been around a while now and seen a few managers, so yeah, hopefully I get my opportunity soon.
It's obviously a position where there's a lot of depth at the moment. Have you had many conversations with the manager about what you need to do to get on the pitch?
Yeah, no, I think it's been similar sort of situation as the past. Just keep doing well at club level, and then hopefully you can get a chance to play. Obviously these are friendlies on this camp, so there might be a chance there, so I'm ready if needed.
One of the teams Ireland will face in the World Cup qualifiers, Portugal, came from a goal down in Munich to beat Germany in the first of the Nations League semi-finals. Liverpool target Florian Wirtz had put Germany 1-0 up early in the second half. Francisco Conceição came off the bench to level things up. Before 40-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo scored the winner. It was his 137th international goal for Portugal, who won 2-1. The other semi-final takes place tonight in Stuttgart. It's European champion Spain up against France. And once again, kick-off is 8 o'clock. Liverpool have rebuffed an approach from Barcelona for Luis Diaz, telling the champions of La Liga he's not for sale. According to David Ornstein of The Athletic, the 28-year-old Colombia international joined from Porto in January 2022 on a deal that runs until the summer of 2027. As things stand, there's very little expectation of a fresh agreement. It's led Diaz to be linked with a move away from Anfield, and Barcelona contacted the Premier League champions on Wednesday about recruiting him, but Liverpool's formal reply was unequivocal. The Spanish champions and their sporting director, Deco, were immediately informed there's no appetite to sell a player who Arne Slot is planning with for next season. Diaz was of interest to Manchester City last summer. He also has admirers in Saudi Arabia. The recent pursuit of Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes by Al Hilal helped Liverpool establish Diaz's market price. The winger played a key role in helping Liverpool win their 20th league title. He's also given no real indication of wanting to leave the club. Unless that or Liverpool's stance changes, the club would be happy to let Diaz see out the final 24 months of his contract. Dave Brailsford is to give up his day-to-day role at Manchester United, and he'll return to act as a director of sport for Ineos in a major recalibration of Jim Ratcliffe's Old Trafford executive. The move coincides with Jason Wilcox being named United's director of football, a position of increased seniority from the technical director title he initially arrived with in April 2024. Brailsford's been a significant figure at United since Ratcliffe's stake was confirmed on Christmas Eve 2023. He was appointed to United's football club board upon the completion of the deal alongside former manager Alex Ferguson and former chief executive David Gill. Brailsford had been a consistent presence throughout the due diligence stage of the investment process and was prominent at Carrington once Ratcliffe had the keys to the club. He was across the training ground refurbishment. He was involved in the decisions on Erik ten Hag, and he also had an input on key appointments, including Omar Berada as chief executive and Ruben Amorim as the manager, as well as the performance staff. Brailsford led United's Mission 21 drive, targeting a 21st league title, and Mission 1 to win the first WSL title, part of Project 150, a programme to mark the 150th anniversary in 2028. But he was less visible in recent weeks, although that can be partly attributed to him becoming a father last year and spending more time in Monaco. Brailsford was seen at the Europa League final in Bilbao, however.
And it goes from Mbappé!
Same with United, and they've submitted an opening offer to sign Brian Mbeumo from Brentford. The proposal values Mbeumo at £45 million plus £10 million in add-ons, but that is still well below the fee that Brentford want for the Cameroon international. Talks are ongoing as United work to reach an agreement for a player that Ruben Amorim wants to strengthen his attacking unit. One deal that has gone through: Newcastle have confirmed the signing of Antonio Cordero from Spanish second-tier side Malaga. The 18-year-old winger of Spain under-19 international will join on a free transfer after his contract expires at the end of this month. It's expected, though, that Cordero will go out on loan next season. Russell Martin says he wants to give Rangers fans a team they can be proud of after taking over as manager. The former Scotland defender has signed a three-year deal. Martin was sacked by Southampton in December and was heavily criticised for a no-compromise commitment to attacking football. He had a brief loan spell at Ibrox as a player. Nuno Tavares has made a loan move from Arsenal to Lazio permanent. He's joined the Italian side for a reported fee of €7 million. It's a three-year deal. He spent this season there on loan. Tavares made the last of his 28 appearances for Arsenal 3 years ago. Saudi club Al Hilal have confirmed the appointment of Simone Inzaghi as their new manager a day after his departure from Champions League runners-up Inter. The Italian has signed a two-year contract with the club and will be in charge for the Club World Cup in the US. They begin the tournament against Real Madrid on the 18th of June at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida. They'll also take on Mexican side Pachuca and Red Bull Salzburg of Austria in the group stage. Al Hilal are the most successful club in the history of the Saudi Pro League with 19 titles. FIFA has once again slashed ticket prices for the Club World Cup's opening night, with concerns mounting that the launch game starring Inter Miami and Lionel Messi will be overshadowed by a lot of empty seats. According to sources briefed on FIFA's attempts to sell tickets for the tournament, tens of thousands of seats remain unsold for that game between the MLS side Inter Miami and the Egyptian team Al Ahly on Saturday week. Hard Rock Stadium has a capacity of just over 65,000. It was even suggested tickets sold for the opening game are less than 20,000, but FIFA has rubbished those claims, saying the figure is much higher, but it wouldn't specify numbers. As of Tuesday night, tickets for that game dropped to only $55, which is half of what they were available for in May. And Donald Trump's newly signed travel ban contains an exemption that could apply to players, staff or associated families with clubs participating in the Club World Cup, as well as next year's World Cup and the 2028 LA Olympics. The US president has signed a sweeping order banning travel from 12 countries and restricting travel from another 7, reviving and expanding the travel bans from his first term. The exemption states, though, any athlete or member of an athletic team, including coaches, persons performing a necessary support role, and immediate relatives travelling for the World Cup, Olympics or other major sporting event, as determined by the Secretary of State, are not subject to the ban. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.